Worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've blessed us to see, and another day that you've given us the ability to worship you in spirit and in truth. It is our desire, it is our endeavor to bless your name and to bless your name at all times, to make your name glorious, to lift up your name. Oh God, to bless you with the fruit of our lips all day. So as our words rose this morning, God, the song rang down in my soul, to declare that daily I shall worship you. It is a daily adventure, a daily journey, a daily mission to make your name glorious, to make your name great, to make your name awesome in our lives. And we don't have a desire to do anything else. It's for you that we live. It's for you that we can move. And it's by you that we have our very being. Oh, God, it's you that give us life. It's you that bless us with the activity of our limbs. It's you that bless us to have a right mind and a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, it's nobody but you, God. And so it is our desire to make your name glorious, oh God, to lift up your name, to praise you, oh God, that you may come and inhabit the praises of your people. God, we are your temples, Lord. We don't belong to ourselves. So daily, God, it's our endeavor, God, to lay aside every sin and every weight. Daily, God, it's our desire, God, to draw closer, to draw nearer to thee. Daily, God, it's our endeavor, it's our mission, God, to make your name glorious and to be like David and bless your name at all times, to allow your praises to continuously flow, to continuously, oh God, come and be in our mouths, to make your name glorious, so you can come in and shift our atmosphere, so you can come in and make crooked things straight, God, so that you can come in, God, and have your way in our lives. We are nothing without you, and you are everything that we need and more. You're the very air that we breathe. You're the very substance of life. You're the very everything that we need. You are that great I am. When we need a strong tower, you are a strong tower. You are the great way maker, God. And when we need a way maker, you are a way maker. Oh, God, when we need our minds to be regulated, God, you are a mind regulator. God, if there's healing that's needed in our bodies, God, you are still that balm in Gilead. You are everything that we need and more. And we thank you, God, for another day that you blessed us to see. Thank you for everything that you've already done already for us. For you know our ending from our beginning, God, and you work your way back up to where we exactly need you, Lord. And if I'm not mistaken, God, we need you today. Hallelujah. Come to more and have your way, God. Hear the pleas and hear the cries and hear the beckoning call of your people as we cry out to you, Lord, this morning. You are a holy God. You are a magnificent God. You are a wonderful God. You are a God that never fails, God. And we bless your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy of the praise, God. You're worthy of the glory, magnificent Savior. You are worthy to be praised this morning. And with the fruit of our lips, from our lips, Lord, you have ordered praises. You've made us to be instruments of praise. You've given us hands to clap before you. You've given us a voice to shout aloud, a voice of triumph. Oh, God, you've given us feet to dance before you, just like David danced before you. God, you've given us arms, oh, God, to lift up and to offer unto you a wave offering. God, you have made us to be instruments of praise, to worship you and adore you. But, God, we can't worship you, oh, God, if we're in a sullen state. We can't worship you, oh, God, if our heads are hung down. Oh, God, we can't make your name glorious if we are burdened down and cast down. Oh, God, so lift up every head in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up every hung down spirit, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lift us up, oh, God, where we are down in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we may exalt you, God, so that we may praise you, Lord. Let us see, oh, God, the beauty of you, God, and the beauty of your glory, God. Let us see, God, not the disparity that's around us, God, not the discouragement that's around us, not the lack that's around us, God. Let us not see, oh, God, the things that may cause us to be led astray, but help us to keep our eyes stayed on you. Help us to look to the hills, God. Help us to continue to keep our eyes on you and help us to continue to remain steadfast and unmovable, God. Oh, God, you have a higher calling for us, Lord. I cannot let that go, God, because where we're at right now, God, is not where you have destined for us to be at, God. But today you have a higher calling, Lord. We look much better at our future than we look right now, God. And we must continue to keep our eyes stayed on you. We must continue to keep our hearts focused in on you. And we must continue to keep ourselves stayed on you. My mind and my heart and my will and my thoughts and my life, God, keep it stayed on you. Oh, God, to exude you, to let you be the light that shines in me. Oh, God, not the enemy, not the devil, not this world, not carnality, but to let you shine in me, God, so that you may get the glory, Lord, and men might see, oh, God, the God in me, God, and see, oh, God, a way, oh, God, out of their situation, a way out of their disparity, a way out of their lack, a way out of their limitedness, a way out of their current circumstance, Lord. Let me be an instrument of praise. Let me be a vessel of glory for you, God. Let me be a vessel of honor for you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind everything that's unlike you. And we plead the blood even now to cover your people on this day, on this morning. Well, we're taking a daily journey with you. We need you, God, like we have never needed you before. Oh, God, heaven and earth will pass away. But, God, your word tells us that your word will last forevermore. Your word will stand. And so help us, Lord, today to stand on your word and to stand on your promises. Bind everything that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of the will. We rebuke him on every hand right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. He tries to come and steal our joy. He tries to come and steal our hope. He tries to come and lead us astray and distract us from the mark and the prize that you have for us, Lord. He tries to get us onto temporal things, Lord, but help us to get our thoughts and our minds on those things that are eternal. God, fill us with more of your love this morning. Lord, fill us more with your joy and your meekness, Lord, with your temperance and long-suffering, Lord. Fill us with more of your faith, God, your spirit, God. We want your spirit to rest, rule, and rise and abide in us in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you may lift us up, oh God, to where we belong at today. Thank you for the promises of yesterday and the victory that you gave us yesterday. Thank you for an expected end even for this day. Thank you for ordering our footsteps in advance, God, on this day. We walk in victory, God. We walk in faith, oh God, and not by sight. We walk, oh God, in victory, knowing that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. We walk in victory, knowing that our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches up in glory. We walk in victory today because we understand that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We walk in victory today because we know that we are the head and not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower in the mighty name of Jesus. We walk in victory this day, God, because we know that you will supply all of our needs and that you'll never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we walk in victory, Lord, today, because we know that we're no longer condemned, that we're no longer bound, that we're no longer troubled on every side, God, but we are victorious, God. We are more than overcomers, oh God. We are great because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, God. Thank you, God, today for the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for helping us to overcome today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for life and that more abundantly today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us get back to the basics and not waddle in the mud, not lay in confusion, not seek after those things that are not like you. But help us to get back to you, God. We find ourselves out of sort, out of sync. Oh, God, this is the time when we come before you in prayer early in the morning. That's for us to get our hearts and our minds focused in on you on this day. You tell us that men ought to always pray. And so, God, give us a praying spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. That is our foundation, prayer. That is our foundation, God, prayer. Oh, God, I got to say it again. That is our foundation. That is the basics to have our relationship with you and have a communication with you, a relationship with you. That's just not one way, but that it's a two-way street. Give us to pray this day, God. You have something great in store for us today. Let the praises of our God, let it rise among us this day. God, God, you have a desire to be with us today, to fellowship with us today, to transform our lives today, God. I don't know what you have in store, Lord, but God, you know the desires of our heart and you know what we need and more. We surrender to you, God. We yield to you, Lord. And it's our endeavor this day to worship you in spirit and in truth. That's what you are looking for. You're looking for a people. You're looking for a body. You're looking for a nation that will no longer worship you in ritualistic worship. Oh, God, to do just to be seen, to do just because somebody is asking you to do it, because we're doing it because we have a sincere desire, Lord, to abide with you and for you to abide with us. God, we need your glory.
We need your presence. We need your anointing right now, God, or we won't be able to make it in this day and time. We need your Shekinah glory to fall afresh on us and rain on us even right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because nothing else will do, God. Your glory, God, is what we need, Lord. Your presence, oh God, is what we desire, Lord. Your anointing, God, we want it to fall afresh on us this day. Hallelujah. And fill our cups in the mighty name of Jesus till we want no more, God. Oh, God, till we can't handle anything else. Remove the junk. Remove the confusion. Remove the disparity, God, and the despair, God. Remove it out of us, God, in the name of Jesus, those things that cause us not to be filled completely with you, Lord, and come to more and have your way in our hearts, Lord. Have your way, God, in our lives. Have your way in the lives of our families, God. Let us be those instruments, Lord, that we can lead our families, lead our loved ones, lead our coworkers to you today. Help us to be a light in this dark and dying world. And we cast all of our cares upon you this morning. We lay aside every sin and every weight. We give it all over to you, Lord, because you care for us. And you told us to take your yoke upon us, for your burden is easy and your yoke is light. And so we take the freedom that you give today. Hallelujah. Thank you for freeing us, oh God, from the cares of this world. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God, today for being a freedom, oh, God, giver, Lord. I can freely worship you, freely, God, free worship, God. I can give you praise. I can give you glory. I can give you adoration because you free us. And whom the Son has set free, we're definitely free indeed. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for life and that more abundantly. And thank you for the victory, God, that you have given us on this day. Now walk with us and talk with us as we go through our daily tasks on this day, whether we're going to work or whether we're going to school or whether we are laboring at home, wherever you find for us to be at on this day. Use us, God, for your glory and use us for your honor in the name of Jesus. Help us not look to the left or look to the right, but help us to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, God, for knowing the struggles that I go through. Thank you, God, for knowing the infirmities that come my way. Thank you, Lord, that you know everything that I've been through, because at all points you were tempted just as we were, but you knew no sin. Thank you for being that perfect sacrifice. Thank you for your blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Thank you for the blood that washes and makes whole. And thank you, God, for rising again on that third day, giving me victory over death and giving me victory over hell. That is my testimony today, that I'm no longer bound, but I've been set free, free by the blood of the Lamb, free to live and reign and live in him on this day. And let me share that with someone today, to be an example of you, to lead them to you. Use me to be a vessel for your glory on this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen and amen.